fact, he calls it here in verse 28, this is my blood of the New Testament. We say that word all the time, don't we? We got the Old Testament, we got the New. What's different? The Old was there in type and picture, prophecy, promise. The New is the fulfillment. This is the New Testament. That word testament means will. It wasn't something that was a second thought, new in that sense, but newly revealed, newly fulfilled. That's the way to see it. It's not like, oh, all of a sudden, okay, we got to come up with plan B, so this is what's new. No, it was purposed from all time, but now accomplished. So the New Testament, which is shed for many, the blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many, for the remission of sins, for the actual putting away of sins. You hear the word Passover? That was forbearance. God passed over the sin. When you see in the Old Testament that word atonement, it means a covering. The blood of bulls and goats could not put away sin. To say that sin was put away before Christ put it away is to deny what the scriptures teach. If that were the case, then why speak of a New Testament of his blood? There's some that way. Well, it was done in eternity, so it's done. There's a reason our Lord is showing here. No, there's something new that's taking place here. It's the fulfillment of all that those prophecies of the Old Testament foretold. I had some question me. Say, how come you're always so hard on works religion and whatnot? It's because I lived for years in the darkness and blindness of it and never knew it, never realized it. In my mind, I was on these steps of progressive sanctification and somehow dealing with this flesh, getting better and better. And it took a man asking me a pointed question. That since the day you profess to have believed, do you see yourself as more holy? And I actually answered, yes. And there was a pause. And he said, if you're telling me the truth, then I know nothing of salvation. And this was a man I respected, and I looked at him. I said, what are you talking about? And here's what he told me. He said, the closer I get to the light, the more I see just how corruptible I am. And it was like the Spirit took and lit a light in my own heart at that point and caused me to wonder, what is it about him? Because if what he's saying is true, then I must not know anything about salvation. That was the beginnings. And it didn't happen overnight. It took the Lord exercising his heart to lay me low. Don't you think that somebody that's had a dread disease and been delivered from it, that they're going to talk about it the rest of their life, how grateful they are? Why would any accuse me then of being so hard against this blindness? It's not that I treat the people that are blind. I'm not beating on that, but I'm just, it's a delusion that until my dying breath, yes, I will point sinners to Christ away from any thought of self-righteousness. How prideful we get. There's a pride of face, who we are. There's a pride of place, where we are. But there's also a pride of grace that somehow makes us think that I've got it. And that's where we need to be taught again, that we've got nothing except for what God has been pleased to do for wretches such as we are in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So this picture here of one kneeling with hands raised toward heaven, someone might say, well, that's us in our humiliation. But I'll tell you, that's Christ in his humiliation. Because just as we've been seen in these Psalms, it's all about Christ. And were nothing else required of us than to feel our sin. There's a song that says that. That we come as we are and nothing else is required but to feel our sin. I'm pulled up short even on that statement. Because
If that were the requirement, then God would have to cast me into hell. As I heard one preacher say one time, if you got down on your knees every night at the end of the day and repented of your sin, as soon as you got into bed, you'd have to get back out again and repent of your repentance. Thankfully, it's not based upon my seeing myself as I am, but salvation is based upon God seeing me as Christ is. That's why John wrote, as he is in the world, so are we. If Christ is our substitute, if Christ paid the debt, if Christ worked out this absolute righteousness, then I stand complete in him. That's the language of Scripture. I am what I am by the grace of God, period.